Praise the Lord again this morning. We have been on a little thought in the Bible when we speak about Daniel chapter 3. Who is that fourth man? Yesterday, I explained a little about it. We read the chapters, chapter 3 from verse 23 to 28. And also we took a little scripture in Judges chapter 6 about Gideon when he met that angel that was sitting under the oak telling and speaking to him that he was to be a leader, to lead and to battle out the Midianites. Today I want to take another little scripture because we have this world where people believe different in how Jesus Christ is portrayed in the Bible. We know that Jesus Christ really is the main object. He is the reason for God to create anything at all. When God in the beginning... Well, we know God is not a beginning, but when he starts anything, then it becomes the beginning. Because God is eternal, he doesn't have a beginning or nor an end. But when he starts to create something, then is where we have a certain beginning. And when John the Apostle... who loved Jesus Christ very much and was very close to him when they were alive and kicking back in the days of the beginning, then I mean the beginning of the gospel era. John, later on, when he was an old man, got the revelation from Jesus Christ. And when you read Revelation chapter 3, verse 14, there it is really about the Laodicean church age. But the introduction to that church age, the scripture says in verse 14, and to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, this saith the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Hey, that is very interesting. It's really a leading scripture that can help us to understand how God started things. Because in the beginning, or should we say before the beginning started, God is an architect. Hey, we have natural architects here on earth today. I think that even before a building is built, or a road is constructed, or anything that's gonna be built or made, there is a mind of a person who starts to think out how this is going to be looking. It might be a building. He sits down and he thinks about it. Then he starts drawing, making a blueprint, a sketch. And then when he have made the sketch, it's all in his mind. Nothing is built yet. It's just in his mind. And today in the modern world, if we're going to build something, we have to come before the leaders of the country who are putting up the infrastructure so that everything that is built has a certain pattern. So the architect comes with a blueprint, and if they like what they see, they give him the go. And then he can stick the spade in the ground and start building. All right. The architectural mind is really a gift of God, because God is the greatest architect of all. Therefore, before the beginning started, he started thinking and planning. And of course, everything that is planned is done by a perfect mind. God is perfect in all things. Therefore, when he started building the universe, we don't need to go that far now, but we can open our eyes if we're not blind, and we can see the universe. At night, we can see the stars. And it's amazing to see what's out there. Science have built telescopes where they can look way out in the universe and see things that are amazing them. And of course, when they see those things, they wondered, how has this come? How is it created? And then they start thinking back millions or trillions of years, because it is too much for the simple mind to understand those things. But of course, in God, when science says the earth is so many millions or trillions of years old, that just makes me very happy. Because if God used that long time to create the surroundings, create the earth, the nature, if he planned that for millions and millions of years, that just means to me how important we are in the eyes of God. So I'm very happy. So if they try to explain God away, that there is no God, it just makes me more happy, because it says that makes my God more powerful, greater and greater. All right. So in the beginning then, when he planned, he saw that when he created man, that Adam and Eve would fall for the trap of the devil. When the serpent came into the garden and started telling them that God really didn't mean that they would die. And they partook of the fruit, and it caused mankind to fall into sin or disobedience with God. God saw that already before the foundation of the world. And that other scripture that I was thinking about, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to 5, I want to combine that with Revelation 3:14. Blessed be God and the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blemish before him in love, having foreordained us unto adoption as sons through Jesus Christ unto himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. So these few verses, Ephesians 1, verse 3 to 5, really tells us, when Paul is writing these things, he has the understanding that God planned all this before the foundation of the world. And he blessed us and chose us in him before the foundation of the world. So we were already chosen before the foundation of the world. And Jesus the Christ, he was chosen before the foundation of the world to pay and redeem the human race back to God. So therefore, he let 4,000 years of human history go before he introduced Jesus Christ in Bethlehem. And then he walked here on earth for only 33 years and was killed. And now we are 2,000 years beyond that time. So 6,000 years has now almost fully been accomplished in that great master plan of God. He was already then, back before the foundation of the world, planning how to keep mankind alert about a redemption. So when Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, of course, mortality entered into the human race, and man could not live eternally as God had in mind for them to be. But of course, to live eternally, God did not just want to let them live eternally without making a choice that they wanted to live eternally. And therefore, when the Lord then made the plan and he saw the fall, then he put in marks time-wise in the 4,000 years of what we today call history. Back then it was into the future, because he saw every move, he saw every thought. We are looking at Jesus Christ as a person who is fully submissive to the Spirit of the Father. Because in John chapter 5, verse 19, it is written, I can do nothing on my own self. Only what I see the Father do, I do the same or likewise. So that tells me that Jesus Christ, he was the perfect image of God. Of course, he was a creation. Some people like to say that God in three persons, like Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that they have always been eternal. And that is a misunderstanding of how things really were. Because God, he was planning and thinking within himself, since he did not have anyone else to consider it with. When God was there, before creation had started, there was only one God. And that Supreme Spirit had the plans how to start a creation. And when you look then at the Eternal Spirit, anything that he creates, of course then, will not be God itself. But God will invest his Spirit in his creation. And that becomes the visible part that you and I can see. That's why when we read Revelation 3, verse 14, and it says, this says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. The beginning of the creation of God. That is really a wonderful statement. Because the book of Revelation is not John writing what he thinks in his mind, but John is writing what he is told by the one that are the beginning of the creation of God, which is Jesus Christ. So that tells me that when God started, before he started to create things, he had it all leveled out. And the main topic and the main object of creation was really Jesus the Christ, the beginning of the creation of God. It's a wonderful statement in the scriptures. And that tells how that Jesus was already in God's mind, God's plan, all the way. All right. This is a morning devotion. So therefore, I will not spend an hour or two here. I'll just split it out so that we can go back into it again tomorrow. So may the Lord bless you now. You have the two scriptures, Revelation 3:14, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to 5. And of course, you can then combine also John chapter 5:19, so that you can have an idea how this direction will go. So may the Lord bless you now. Father, I pray that you will be upon the people, whoever will hear or listen to this, that they will have an open mind and will have a humble spirit to be able to see the greatest master plan that has ever been created. God Almighty forming and created and put in his first mind the creation, the beginning of the creation of God, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. God bless you.